We give you all the praise and glory in the name of Jesus, and just so grateful that your grace has brought us here today. We're so thankful again that your love, hallelujah, it's what ignites us. Lord, when we see how much you love us, we believe. God, let us just see how much you love us today and let us believe more. God, help our unbelief today. God, encourage your people today. Lord, as your anointing comes forth, let it anoint the hearts of your people today. God, open our hearts this day. Bring forth your word. Let it be evidenced of the power of your might, the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Let us know that we have been visited by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, that we've come in the name of your Son, and he's here in the midst of us, Lord. We've called out, and hallelujah, you hear. And God, you care for us. Hallelujah. And every thought is for us, God. Lord, let us be a people that rejoices in that you do all things well, that you perfect that which concerneth us. And Lord, that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to your purpose. Lord, let us rest in your word today like never before. Take comfort in it. God, it's a shelter in the time of storm. You are faithful. Help us to be full of faith. We give you the praise and the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to the book of John. We'll be in the second chapter. We'll begin reading from the first verse, and the Lord brought this to my heart a couple weeks ago as there was a sweet wedding that we had over in the small chapel. And praise the Lord again for the encouragement that we find in Scripture and in the types that Lord Jesus gives us to see his calling for his bride all around us. Reading from that second chapter. And the third day was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. That means there are somewhere, as the note says, around 8-9 gallons somewhere in there. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. And brothers and sisters, the Lord has so encouraged this upon my heart. The best for last. The best for last. The bridegroom has kept the best for last. And as I said earlier, only the love of God can constrain us in this one, in any of them. But may we rejoice today and praise him that this might be the day that he would pour forth the best wine. The best wine. The full and overflowing vessels that are filled with the best. Vessels, as the word of God says. You. Prepared afore unto glory. Man, he thought about you. From the very beginning he had you on his heart. I love you. Oh, what I want to work into your life. Oh, the pattern of love and majesty. The magnificence of my grace and my truth and love. Oh, what I want to pour forth from your life. And in due time, brothers and sisters, maybe that due time's today, that we will be exalted, praise God, with him in the double portion. But see, that's just it. It's a better thing for us. It's a better thing for us, brothers and sisters. Hebrews 11:40 makes it clear. That's there in the Faith Hall of Fame. Those worthies of faith, Abraham and Jacob, Joshua, praise God, David. They had such glorious testimonies and such mighty events of God moving in their lives. Yet listen to what he says. A better thing for us. I'll interpret that for you. Arise, ye people. There's a better thing for you. There's a better thing. Hallelujah. Oh, the glory that God has bestowed upon us. And brothers and sisters, the best for last is upon us. We live in a time to be filled with all the fullness of God. We live in a time to grow up into Him in all things, to jointly reign, to jointly rule, to be glorified together with Jesus Christ, to come forth and to be made known that He has loved you. God help us to awaken to this. The time that He has had us to be born. The time that He's had us to come to fellowship. The time that He has us to be filled with the Spirit. To be full of the Holy Ghost. To be as these vessels, fill them to the brim. See, don't just take here a little and just that and stop. It's here a little, then there a little. And a line there and a line there and a precept there and a precept there. I said to a man just yesterday, I said, brother, you got to quit messing around by the shore. Oh, I know it's pretty there. And it feels good to dabble your feet in and just kick it around a little bit. But man, you got to launch out there. You got to go for it. Oh, the riches that are out there. I remember so clearly the first time I ever got to go to the Caribbean. I never really liked the water much. Maybe it was all that swim team. So I thought, well, I'm just going to kind of frolic around on the beach and that type of thing. But then I saw that water. How beautiful it is. You could see right through it. You could see 100 feet down. And then the warmth of that water was so amazing. And I'm telling you, by the end of that trip, they had to call me out all the time. I saw what was there. I could see how good it was. I spent all the time with my head way under there. Immersed in swimming in that wonderful, wonderful water. And this is what He's called us to. Brothers and sisters, the best for last is upon us. It has been typed and shadowed all over the Word of God for us. There was Elijah. What an anointing he had in his life. But we saw it grow into the double portion that Elisha took. And then think of what the calling is for us. As he spoke there to Thomas. What a sweet brother. But as the Lord said to him, blessed are they that have not seen and believe. Come on now. Are you going to listen to the Word of God? Or are you going to say, Lord, I got to see it. Oh, I got to feel it. No, Lord, You said it and I believe it. That's the glory of God. That's the much blessed. That's when you start living, brothers and sisters, by faith and understanding. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And if God be for us, who could be against us? Huh? That we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. Stand. Stand. Arise. Take the whole armor of God. Praise You, Jesus. We're in it, brothers and sisters. We're in it. We live in the age of the double portion. We live in the age of the much, the more. We live in the age of the exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. We live in the age of the better thing for us. We live in the age of the meat of the gospel of Christ. We live in the age of the all truth. We live in the age of taking a seat in the midst of the throne as the Lamb's wife. We are in the time of the best wine for last. Oh gosh. Oh, Jesus. And yet here we are, and I'm with you. And we despair. And we start looking at things with our own eyes. And we start looking at the circumstance. And we start resting sometimes in bitterness. Quick to be sensitive. Come on. Quick to be defeated. When He has called us forth, endure hardness as a good soldier. We're about home. It's about finished. There were these ones at this wedding. They panicked. This was a big event. There were many people there. This was an important feast. Shoot, we have a wedding with 200-300. There were many thousands at this one. Come on. This was something. And how embarrassing it was. Not only did they not have the bad wine, they didn't have any wine. It was out. It was gone. It was hopeless. It was helpless. There was no way they were going to get any. It was a flop. It was an embarrassment. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about the situation or circumstance that you face today. That might be in your family. That you're looking at and saying, oh God, this is just hopeless and this is helpless. And there was a woman that day that says, the Word is here. The Word is here. And whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. And you know what He's saying unto you today? It's right here. Believe me. Do it. Be quick to apprehend faith. Be quick to embrace my love for you. Be quick to know that I abide faithful. Be quick to that there's nothing that catches you unawares. Be quick to understand that this isn't strange, this fiery trial that has come upon you. Be quick to know that it's when you are weak that the very power of Christ is resting upon you and your household. And He's just about ready to show Himself mighty, that you're going to come forth singing and praising God and saying, oh, ho, ho, my help cometh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you see why we got to pray. You see why you got to be on bended knees 24/7. Yeah, you can be sitting down, walking somewhere, driving somewhere, but you're always on bended knee. You're always right there before the throne. Lord Jesus, I need your mind or I'm going to lose it. I need your thoughts or I'm going to get in trouble. I need your peace or I'm going to be a wreck. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I love to preach the gospel of Christ. I do. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. It's so mighty. It's so wonderful. There isn't anything better. It's the only thing that's going to endure forever. And we know the truth. We've been called by the truth. The truth embraces us. It loves us. It nurtures us. It looks into your eyes all the time and says, I love you. I love you. It's not just okay. It's good. It's right. It's so mighty. Watch me. Believe me. Let me show you how wonderful and magnificent I am. I am. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. the last shall be first, and he wasn't kidding. Every man in his own order, so is the resurrection of the dead, and one star differeth from another in glory. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they do. And the grace of God, hallelujah. You think about it. I was thinking how precious the grace of God is. It's thick in here again today. Because that's just what the grace of God is. It ain't thin. It's thick. It's immense. You dive right in and it just holds you. Warms you up. Brothers and sisters, that grace has been so freely given to the likes of you and me. How could we not be laying prostrate on the ground right now? I pray in spirit you are. Either that or just levitating about 10 feet above the pew. Just praising Him till the walls come down. And no, I'm not trying to pump nothing up. It's just what thankfulness and gratitude is, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is. He so loves me, how can I not but love Him? How can I not call out to Him? How can not this Spirit groan in me? Oh, my goodness, God. But you see here, there was no coincidence where this truth was made manifest. There was no coincidence where this best for last was made manifest. It was at a wedding. Pay attention. Really, listen to the Word of God. It's at a wedding, and the best for last, for all eternities to come, brothers and sisters, is going to be revealed and enjoyed at the wedding. At the wedding. And you see it. You've got a vision for this. Don't that riffraff just leave you. Please let it be. It's good. It's right. It is well with my soul. There are going to be guests one day at that wedding, Bible tells us. And those guests, brothers and sisters, they're going to behold a glory and they're going to rejoice and praise, maybe even with the praise that we have not yet heard. But at the same time, there's going to be a bride. And she's not just going to be beholding the glory, but she's actually going to be the vessel bestowing. She's the glory descending out of heaven. Having the glory of God and her light. Do you know her light lit up the bridegroom? And did you know that the bridegroom's light lit her up? Did you realize that we got a Father of lights? We do. I love it, sister. He just brings this and it's so perfect. His Word just comes together. Because it is together. It's just we start embracing how together it is. And how wonderful it is. And brothers and sisters, He is the Father of lights. His children, His only begotten Son, and praise God, His daughter-in-law. And no wonder then this wonderful place that someday we will be. There is no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. I thought I just read the glory of God descending out of heaven and her light. The glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light, it says thereof, but the Lamb is the light of her. Oh, you know, I just think, Jesus, how can you still have us here? Oh, I ache. Don't you ache to see Him? Oh, how wonderful it's going to be. And I thank Him for these trials. your trials. I thank Him for despairing of our own life. He's teaching me. Son, come out of yourself. And be the man of God that I have called you to be. Oh, can we rejoice in this truth today? But you see, brothers and sisters, it's just like anything else with God. To get there, to arise to this, you must believe. See, there is no way this is ever going to work effectually. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. You displaying this working power. You living the life as a readied wife. A readied wife, you. Me. Unless we believe. And unless you believe it for you. Not just about brother so-and-so or sister over here or whatever. For you. For you. For you. Let Him speak to you. This is yours. This is His desire for you. Do you believe that it's His desire for you? Do you believe that this good work that He's begun, that it's for you? Do you believe that He will perform and perfect, hallelujah, and finish that masterpiece in you? Oh, I think I'm hearing some groanings out there that are the Spirit saying, yeah, that's for me. Like dear old brother Herbie. I heard that and he said, well, I need that. Let me tell you something, what we're preaching on today. You need this. You need this. You need the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And Christ in you wants this. And desires this. And I think as I come out here today, the Lord encouraging my heart, I stand, as Brother Hill used to say, before the aristocracy of the ages, the universe. I stand today before the best for last. It's here. It's here. That's why I say, brothers and sisters, we are so blessed. Hallelujah. Much blessed. And to whom much is given, much is required. Amen. God is going to deal with us as sons. As sons. And whom He loves, He chastens. And the purifying and the refining fire will never end until the moment we see Him face to face. Until the moment, as that sweet testimony came forth of that man who took that piece of art and put that pottery and glass into that fire over and over. And the man watched him and he said, oh my goodness. He said, how many times are you going to do that? And he pulled it out and he turned to him. And he said, until I can see my reflection in my masterpiece. Until I see Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Because my will
Oh, let's stand up and worship Him. It's time to just call out to God. Come forward if you want. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, dear God. Oh, praise be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, while every head is bowed, God, we do say thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, what a privilege, Lord, to just to love you. What a privilege to know how much we are loved. God, we're so thankful today for your word. And Jesus, let every heart know that this was to them today. Each individual heart that will hear this message. God, there's no coincidence. There's no accident. This is for them. I think about the youth that are in this building today. God, my heart goes out to them. God, there is an enemy, Lord, and he's subtle. And God, he's about ready to come forth as a roaring lion. But may you encourage every heart, and especially the young today, to know who they are in Christ. To know that they are not their own, that they were bought with a price, the very precious blood of Jesus. And it's time to break before the Lord, and it's time to call out and raise hands and praise the Lord and give Him the glory and say, thank you, Father, you love me, you gave your Son for me, and hallelujah, I am free. Now, God, you have dealt with us today in a precious way. And Lord, you've made it clear that we are being called out to be the vessels that will bestow the best for last. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Now, Lord, this is so glorious, it's so real, it's so pertinent, it's so right now, and it's so to your people. God, let us apprehend that which apprehends us. And Lord, let us want nothing more than to take and to finish this course with joy. Now, God, we lift it up to you. We're thankful for this communion that we're about to partake in. And Lord, let us do it in remembrance of you. That when we come forth today, that we remember your freely shed blood. That we remember that body that was completely broken and given up the ghost. Yeah, you gave it up. To be made sin for us who knew no sin. That we may be made the righteousness of God in you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, happy are we. Oh, what love that will not let us go. Thank you for this precious family that we get to partake in and with. Thank you for these precious brothers and sisters of like precious faith. God, thank you in the name of your precious and wonderful Son, Jesus. Amen.